much, Jefferson. After discussion, so we would like to make the following proposals. Firstly, earlier on when we presented our names, one of the names that we presented was Mrs. Ndani Dlamini. We wish to withdraw that name and put in the name of Mr. Ronnie Lubisi, who is also a chartered accountant and has financial experience. We feel we can add value on the interim board. And then we also wish to withdraw the name of Mr. Sipho Johannes Khwakha. We wish to withdraw that name. And we have considered names that were put forward from the Honourable Killian. And in place of Mr. Khwakha, we wish to propose that we include the name of Mr. Niraj Abadir.
Chairperson, I note the AA position on Mr. Niraj Abadir. I just want to make the point again that you must just bear in mind that I bear no mandate from Mr. Niraj Abadir. I was firmly of the opinion that it should be a committee process, and therefore we recommended South Africans of high standing to really, to take the lead, to really turn this institution around. So please just bear that in mind. I do not have a mandate from him, and therefore the committee will have to make sure that he isn't going to make himself available. So with that in mind, you must just, I do believe this is one of the risks in this process, that you may have consulted with the other members and they have already made themselves available. We believe as the Congress of the People that is part of the problem that we face in. So I just wanted to make sure that members have understood that when I said that. Thank you.
Wondering now, the Honourable Killian has indicated that she has not consulted with this individual regarding the availability. We accept the name, accept the name in the House, and then what happens if he doesn't accept? But secondly, you did indicate that from your side you've consulted the people, but usually there's a process whereby these people have to be vetted by the NIA, that they go through some sort of a security process. I know that we can't have the same process, but there's some sort of checks and balances. analysis has been done, particularly with regard to the requirements for this qualification as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable State.
Chair, we please note the DA's opposition to the election of this board and the office bearers that have been nominated, and we will be making a declaration in the House later.
Right. Thank you very much. Members, before we can conclude the mobile session, I have to go to I need to go to the committee on the date of October 2012 reported on the briefing from the FABC board on the inquiry regarding the conduct of advocacy on Tuesday 18 September 2012. The committee subsequently sought and was granted the permission from the National Assembly to undertake an inquiry in terms of Section 51A of the Protection Act of 4 of 1999. However, advocates of the Mandate designation now render the continuation of party inquiry unnecessary. So members should remember that. As a result of the mentioned technology, the SNPC is left with only two non-employed business members, while Section 13 of the Protection Act of 1999 requires a number of 12 non-employed board members. In terms of Section 15A1B3 of the Broadcasting Act of 1999, the committee recommends to the National Assembly that the resolution be adopted, that recommends the resolution of the board, as it cannot carry out its duties as contemplated in terms of Section 13, as the board can
question. Can we just have clarity about the position of the individual members? I know that the members all the individuals that are recommended the committee to consider, to the committee to consider, would be such people. But in terms of our Broadcasting Act, Section 13, members of the board, it says that members of the board must, when viewed collectively, comply with the following. How do we know such members are complying with that, or is it only applicable to the board which will be established after the interim board? Can we just have clarity about that, please, gentlemen? I now refer to item 13.4b of the Act. That is what 4b, that these persons who are committed to fairness, freedom of expression, the right of the public to be informed, well, basically, the entire sub-clause 4. I just wanted to make sure that that is, because you see, Jefferson, otherwise it makes it difficult, and I will have to place on record that we will, as the Congress of the People, be able to support the Iraj of India and that not the other members. And I just wanted to make sure about that. All that I felt that, in all honesty, I think it is only fair for me to say it up front to the committee. So that if you wanted to have your five members of the board, then you are welcome to have that. Because the problem is that.
That's why we have to consider names and everything what we had before.